Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Nobody really knows when humans invented the concept of race, but the word's been around since the 16th century. It originally referred to members of a family or tribe. Later, it got linked to location, physical appearance, even behavioral traits. Race has always been a big deal in the U.S. You know, slavery, the Civil War, Black Lives Matter. Currently, the concept is mixed up in the debate over immigrants, who, one of our presidential candidates warns, are, quote, poisoning the blood of America. 2.5 centuries after the nation's founding, race and ethnicity are still dividing us. Well, here's some good news. At the rate things are going, race in the U.S. may eventually disappear as both a concept and a problem. In the 2020 census, nearly 13% of American adults said they were of mixed race. That's now the fastest-growing category, more than triple the number 10 years before. At this rate, no single racial or ethnic group will dominate America by the next census. Some people think that's a bad thing. They fear that immigrants are going to overwhelm us, change our politics, values, customs. Well, we've endured waves of migration and survived them just fine. Besides, immigration isn't the real issue here. Instead, blame romance. You see, we're marrying outside our race and ethnicity in record numbers. One of every 9 married Americans has a spouse from a different group, and the number is soaring. This may have something to do with popular culture and the increased visibility of mixed-race folks. Movies, music, and sports are teeming with them. We've got a half-black, half-South Asian woman running for president. Meanwhile, America's Caucasian population is aging, while the non-white part is getting younger, and it's young folks who have the babies. Though whites still make up about 60% of the total population, half of all newborns in 2022 were non-white, and many of those were of mixed race. Scientists have been telling us for decades that race, like nationality, is merely a social and political construct. Genes don't have much to do with it. Just ask my half-Nepalese, half-American grandkids. They visited this summer. Both brought along their half-Japanese best friends. They all laughed and played and looked like typical American kids, which they are, more typical than ever. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.